Hello, everybody. Yes, I know I'm a little late. I apologize. It doesn't matter. We were just prepping, getting things done. We, of course, meaning the lovely Carlin Borisenko. Welcome back to the show, of course.
Hi, and, I'm in Florida now, Adam, from CPAC. Yeah,
what's going on? CPAC's going on. I heard a rumor that Trump is going to bash the Democrats out there at CPAC.
I don't know if he's going to bash the Democrats as much as he's going to bash the Republicans, which I'm going to be really excited about. Yes.
Are you allowed to film it or anything?
I think Right Side Broadcasting is going to be doing it. So there's going to be professional people doing it. I don't want to do that. I want to enjoy the moment of Trump being at CPAC and making his first speech post-presidency.
Gosh, that's going to be really interesting to see, right? What is he going to say? Like, what's he going to talk about? Exciting stuff. All right, so we got a good show today. I've been waiting to do this story because this actually happened. I've been following your post because you kind of blew this up. So the Coca-Cola thing, all right? This is, I mean, if you don't know about this by now, you know, clearly you've taken a step back from the internet, and bravo, because I think more people need to take a big vacation from the internet sometimes. But this Coca-Cola story, they were doing diversity trainings, white fragility, straight from Robin DiAngelo, and it is ridiculous. So we're definitely going to get into that because, you know, you are the one who broke the story, and you have some cool things that have now come from that. So I don't know if you could say it, but we're not
saying the thing I just told you publicly. Okay. But we'll talk about the other stuff.
But either way, it's cool stuff that I know about. Secrets are fun. And then we're going to talk about gender wars. So this has been, so there was a hearing today talking about the what is her name? Dr. Levine.
The Health and Human Services.
Yes,
lady.
That one. Rachel Levine or something. Something. Yeah, that Rachel Levine. Yeah, I grabbed it. And man, it's ridiculous seeing. I was listening to the conversations, and now I'm seeing some of these things come out of the, you know, you, of course, you see the far left media and the way they portray it. And then, of course, I don't want to say far right, because it doesn't seem like it's far right. It's like center, and then right is really close to center. And then the left media is like way over there, you know. So to say far right doesn't really do it justice.
Doesn't mean anything. No.
No, but, you know, we got Rand Paul, who was asking legitimate questions to this person, and she was just not answering it. She was just being like, I'm not going to answer this question, and whatever, we'll get into it. And it's just ridiculous. And
did they call Rand Paul a transphobe because he was asking her questions?
Oh yes,
of course they did. Of course, I've been offline all day because I've been at CPAC, and I didn't even need to be online. You know what's going to happen?
You win. Congratulations. I will spin
the
UFO.
It's like I spend all day thinking about this stuff. You know,
spin. Wait, what is that?
Do it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm testing something out. I didn't add my name because it's my show, and I feel like I don't need to have my name right here. Like, whatever, you know. It's like, now, you know, people can see the UFO, and I'm like, what's that little box in the corner? Because I couldn't not put a name, so I did a space.
Oh, I see. There you go.
Just a little space. So there's
a
little.
You can see the half UFO.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important. It's part of the show, you know.
It might be my favorite part of the show.
Let's bring it in there, you know. There it is. Look at that. It belongs on the show. All right, so that happened.
Space of honor.
All right, and then we have a really fun, it's just a random article I found. I just needed something lighthearted to talk about because I'm so sick of complaining. I don't want to complain, but I have to call these people out for this craziness. And we got to talk about this ridiculous Coca-Cola story. But pigs are actually intelligent enough to play video games. Who knew?
Pigs are awesome.
They are awesome.
Pets.
Yeah.
I like pigs.
Pigs are cool. I like pigs. I would venture to say I would have a pet pig. I would do it. They're cute and smart. I could play video games against them straight up.
Just not one of those pigs that gets really big. I don't want one of those pigs. I want a little pig. I want a piglet pig.
All of them are going to get bigger. I mean, that's the classic case scenario. Florida has this issue where people will get little tiny crocs because they're cute when they're little babies, but then they grow massive and they right before they get too big, they flush them down the toilet. No joke, this is an issue, and it's ridiculous.
That's so sad.
I know.
And, why wouldn't they just release it into the wild, into like the swamp or something? Why do they have to flush it down the toilet?
Yeah, because people
are heartless.
Yeah, there it is. That's a good one. People are heartless. Yes. You know what? I mean, you know what? I'm just going to bring this up because people are so heartless. They edited a video of you to make it seem like you believe 2 + 2 = 5. And that is ridiculous.
Dude,
anyone who knows you, hold on. Anyone who knows you knows that that is such BS. Even you're even using a mocking tone when you're saying it on the Fox. Congratulations on being on Fox, by the way. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Well, I thought it was pretty cool, too. And, you know, we did a whole thing about my Coke story. And then the woman asked me about anti-racist math. And so I made a comment on it to try to tell people to, like, watch out what your kids are learning. And then at the last point, I said something about, like, under this ideology, 2 + 2 = 5. Well, yeah, they edited the clip down to be just that last little bit. And then they posted it all over the internet.
She said it.
Oh, my God.
2 + 2 = 5. What is the world we live in? It's like, that's the whole reason she was talking about it.
And it's like, what the heck? So the moral of the story, people, is don't edit clips out of context, especially by people who are on your team. Like, I'm fighting for the things you like. So don't do me dirty like that. Ugh. Come on.
People are ridiculous. People are. But you know what? The internet is going to in turn. I don't know what. But you know what? That's just the way it is. It's ridiculous.
It is what it is. Well, in the marketplace of ideas, we do hope the truth will win out in the end. And I did manage to find the full clip and posted it publicly. So hopefully the nonsense will go away.
I'm so happy that that happened. All right. So remember, before
you're
we get into
it, it happened.
What? No.
Happy it happened.
Oh, I would no. Because it calls out people's BS, man.
I'm seeing
the comments and they're going, wow, you are believing. See, you need these kind of moments where people are like, when they get called out on, it's like, it's almost a form of public shaming in a sense. You know, like public shaming would be people did something stupid and then they would be shamed and then they wouldn't do that stupid thing anymore. So maybe they would stop believing every single thing that they see on the internet. Maybe they would look into it themselves and find the full context of something. No, I don't know. And it's
eye-opening.
Don't
believe what you see on the internet, kids. Don't believe what you see on the internet.
All right,
primary sources always.
So you sent me this Snopes article, and so we're gonna let's get into this Coke story. All right, why don't you tell me how did it start? You had someone reach out to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I, of course, I've been talking about critical race theory in organizations for a while now. And so every so often, people will send me images of the crazy nonsense, like diversity trainings that they're having to undergo. And I've just been posting these publicly on the internet. Sometimes I do a video about them. And it's happened over and over again. Well, last Friday, I got an employee from Coke sent me images of a training that told them to be less white. And I was like, oh, like I knew it was going to get attention. I got to admit, I didn't expect it to get 25 million views on Twitter.
Dang, 25 million impressions. Woo!
25 million views on
that huge. Wow.
If you've been living under a rock or got banned on Twitter and you haven't seen it, it is pinned to the top of my Twitter profile.
I'm gonna pull it up right now so people can see it. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
I mean, it just got like retweeted by like everyone, like every major influencer. And it's just like this absurd training that says that like white people are oppressors and they don't listen. And, you know, all of the bad, it's Robin DiAngelo, of course, Robin DiAngelo, who is the racist white lady that wrote White Fragility. Some company worked with her to create or did an interview with her and then created a training that was put on LinkedIn Learning. Well, Coke decided to use that training. And so that's how it ended up there. And there's the tweet right there. Yep. Try to be less white. Now, you know what happened?
How do you try to be? How can I be less white than I'm a certain color? I can't change it.
Well, it's because they're changing the definition of whiteness, right? So you remember like a month ago or so, there was that article about like multiracial whiteness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
do. It's because they're changing the definition to be everything bad. Everything bad that has ever existed in humanity is whiteness. Like, here it is. Oppressive, arrogant, certain, defensive, ignorant, not like humble. Like, it's just like these people are absolutely nuts. And so the Coke employees said this
to do with being white. That has everything to do with being a terrible person.
Well, and I'll tell you this, the Coke
employees. Be less terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the really funny parts about this is the person who sent it to me is not white.
Okay. So wait, like, they were taking this training?
Yes. Yeah, because it got put into Coca-Cola's little diversity training program. Now, once this went viral on the internet, Coke issued two statements. The first one basically said, yes, this was included in our Better Together training program, but was not a focus of the program. So they basically acknowledged that it was in it, right? Well, two hours later, they issued another statement denying it was in the program. And I have since heard from multiple Coke employees that they scrubbed the website over the weekend to eliminate all of this.
Well, it's too late. The internet is forever.
The internet is forever. And the thing of it is, too, is what I was really focused on in all of this was actually LinkedIn. Because LinkedIn was the company that was hosting the training, and it wasn't just Coke employees taking the training. It was people from companies all over the place. So there was actually one good reporter covering this story. His name is Jack Hadfield. He works for National File, and he actually found a list of companies that had employees in this training, whether they just took it voluntarily or they were asked to, I don't know. But places like Adidas, Lego, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, basically every major large company had people in these trainings. And one of the outcomes of this that I was really so satisfied by is on Monday, Tucker Carlson ripped LinkedIn and Robin DiAngelo a new one, and LinkedIn pulled the training off the website.
Ding, 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 ding. Congratulations, Carlin. Real quick, before we continue on, congratulations. This is when flowers would be thrown onto the stage.
I feel like I need sparkle right now. People are tossing flowers up.
This is the end of the stoat. You're like, I have completed my job here.
If you hadn't taken away my ability to see the chat, I could see accolades in the chat and soak them in. So I'm just going to assume that everyone's saying nice things right now because Adam won't let me watch anymore.
All of them are. They're saying wonderful things. I'm not even reading chat because I'm present with you. I'm talking to you right now. This is amazing.
This is like a big deal. This is like a big win, right? Like LinkedIn actually removed the entire course. And then Robin DiAngelo herself actually disavowed this course.
But it's her course.
So apparently what happened is like a third. Well, here's what I think happened. A third party company did an interview with Robin DiAngelo in which she said all of these things, right? They then edited that interview into a course for LinkedIn. What I'm betting happened is Robin DiAngelo, when this went viral, discovered that she wasn't getting royalties from this because she's a snake oil salesman that just does this stuff to make money. And so she demanded the company pulled the course from LinkedIn. So yeah, it was all about money for Robin DiAngelo.
But Grifties 2021. Grifties 2021 are going to be hot.
Yep, I don't even care because the course is down on LinkedIn. The course is down. People are not taking it. I'm going to take the win any way I can get it.
Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous. And, of course, you sent me this. This is hilarious. Snopes is on it. Let's see what Snopes had to say.
Well, this is the best thing that's ever happened. Like, one of my life's missions is to be fact-checked by Snopes.
Did Coca-Cola's diversity training tell workers try to be less white? Well, what do you think?
Well, let's see what they had to say. I love this here. Mix.
I opponents of critical race theory and diversity training railed against Coca-Cola in February 2021. They're really late, you know, setting it in stone for the future, but with no real evidence.
Well, and this is what
you
they
had
always
no
do.
Evidence. Try having an actual employee that was in the course that wasn't even white. Send you this information. Goodness sakes.
Bring this back up though, because I want to point something out to people. So look at the headline. Go back up to the headline. So opponents of critical race theory end diversity training. They do this all the time. This is what the left always does. They try to paint this stuff as diversity training. And it is not. Like, there are diversity trainings that have nothing to do with critical race theory that are perfectly fine. I am not a critic of diversity training in general.
True. But this is what they always say. Yeah, you've said that many times.
Yeah. And so they're lying there. They lied about me having no real evidence. But at the bottom of the article, Adam.
Oh, we'll get into it. Let's scroll down. Ready?
Yeah.
Mixture. Well, what's true? Screenshots shared widely in February 2021 were authentic snapshots of a real online course on LinkedIn featuring Robin DiAngelo and entitled Confronting Racism. What's false, however, the presence of a Coca-Cola logo in a screenshot taken from the LinkedIn does not prove that the video course featuring DiAngelo was required viewing for Coca-Cola employees. Coca-Cola has explicitly denied that the course, which included a section entitled Try to Be Less White, was part of the curriculum for its mandatory diversity, equity, and inclusion training. What's undetermined, we have yet to be able to corroborate Coca-Cola's denial, then how would you know that it's explicitly denied? Like, wait.
Exactly. And of course, they're not acknowledging the first statement Coke made,
right,
which acknowledged the course was part of their training.
They said that it was. They admitted it.
Yeah. Yeah. They said it just wasn't the focus of the training.
Hmm. Yeah. Someone in chat just said, well, they didn't have evidence. But they've got proof. So, well, you know what proof is, right? That's evidence. Coca-Cola, Snopes.
Yeah.
We all know. I mean, Snopes, come on. I mean, do you really even believe what Snopes is?
I would think that if Snopes actually cared about the truth, they maybe, you know, would have reached out to me. Like, I think it's like so funny. Like, there are all these journalists covering this story, and two of them have reached out to me. Two. That's it.
Oh, here you are. I was wondering where they would. Those and other similar images appear to have been leaked by Coca-Cola employee to Carlin Borisenko, Dr. Carlin Borisenko, Snopes, a prominent online opponent of critical race theory and many aspects of corporate diversity training. Dude, they're just trying to slam you with that.
False.
Fact check.
And you know what's
false.
So funny? Well, the
tweet critical
that they
race theory,
here,
you're very critical of.
I am. But the tweet that they cited in there isn't even from me. Like, the first
tweet
that they had. What are you
doing? From lefty moment. Like, wait, what?
Like, who the heck is that?
I don't know who that. I don't know who this person is. Like, come on. They're just like, well, let's get anything but her because we're about to drag her through the mud. And well, you know why it is, though, because they didn't want to show you talking about this stuff. And they didn't want to give you anything. Because then you would see that there's a doctor before your name. They'd be like, well, I mean, actually, she's a doctor.
I might have credibility or something, you know? We can't have that.
Let's see here. Who describes herself on LinkedIn as an organizational describes herself. You literally are an organizational psychologist. Wait. That's actually what you are. You went to school and became a doctor for that. Am I wrong?
I did.
Am I mistaken?
No, you're not wrong. I went to school for a long time to become a doctor for that. Yeah.
I mean, technically, that's not wrong that you can describe yourself as that because you did actually go to school to become a doctor for organizational psychology. My goodness. Oh, but see, then they say executive performance coach. Performance coach.
Yeah, which is actually true too. I do actually still do coaching around that type of thing. I just don't publicize it because I don't want to get canceled by the socialists on Twitter.
Right. I mean, and that's what your doctorate would be used for anyway, right? So that's, I mean.
She's allegedly a doctor and a performance coach.
How so dare she? My goodness.
Who does she think she is?
Ridiculous. Borisenko shared the screenshots on February 19th, consistently characterizing them as having been part of required training of Coca-Cola employees. As proof of this, she cited the Coca-Cola logo visible in the top right-hand corner of the screen. Wait, you don't even say that in any of these.
I did at some point because people were like, how do we know this is from Coca-Cola? And I was like, well, look at the logo in the pictures. Like, I mean, because this means that a Coke employee was right
in
the top. Yeah, so this means that this is like a Coke employee logged in on their internal system.
Ah.
And that's not to say, again, anyone can have an account on LinkedIn Learning, but what happens is a lot of companies will sign up for like a corporate account, and that's when you see their little logo in the top.
So just for those, I'm going to get real close.
Fancy, Adam. Up close there it and is. Personal. And it's, of course, a rainbow logo
Coca-Cola.
Because we need to have our virtue signal in there.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Why not? Why wouldn't they want to include that? Man, so is that... Are you drinking Coca-Cola?
Yes. I have a Pepsi here too. I'm an equal opportunity soda drinker. I'm in a hotel, Adam. I have to take what I can get.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I want in this? You know what I think Coke should have to do as penance for this entire affair? They need to bring back Vanilla Coke Zero. If they brought back Vanilla Coke Zero, I would actually take that as an apology for this whole affair.
So there's been so many memes, and I just saw you drinking Coke. So I had to just like pop this one up. Like, really? Like, you haven't seen this meme? Come on.
I'll drink the Pepsi for the purpose of this show. Okay.
Now you got a backup Pepsi. My goodness. Man, you guys, if you haven't been up. No, I disagree with you. No, I don't. Well, I don't drink soda anymore. I drink whiskey and water and coffee. Those are the three things I drink. I'm not joking, but that's it. Sometimes I'll have beer if, you know, there's beer around and it's appropriate. But coffee, whiskey, and water, those are my go-tos. But soda, if I were to pick, I did the blind taste test between Pepsi and Coke. And I chose Pepsi in all three. I was like, this is Pepsi, and it tastes better. And they're like, you're right. Congratulations. You're not winning anything.
Well, I tend to drink Coke a lot when I'm traveling because, like, hotel coffee sucks, and Coke has caffeine, and is at least reliable. That's why I'm drinking soda today, because I'm traveling.
I don't know if you've seen this one either, because this is kind of funny. There's so many good Coca-Cola memes.
Can I talk about Rachel Dolezal right quick, though? Because I actually feel I'm starting to feel bad for her, because I started seeing her name with a lot of this stuff. And it's actually come out lately that she can't even get a job because of what happened to her. And like,
really?
I think that's kind of sad. Yeah. I mean,
did she identify as an African-American? Was she like telling people she was, or was she just fighting and like working at the office? Because I think that's what happened, right?
I think that she dressed like that and people probably didn't question it, and she just didn't correct them. And I just think the whole thing is sad. Like, you know what? Listen, it's a little weird. Let's just acknowledge it's a little weird, but she has the right to live her life the way that she wants to. She has the right to wear her hair the way that she wants to. If she wants to get a tan, fine. And I just think the woman should not be denied a job because of what happened 6 years ago. So I think the memes are funny, but I just think people generally should lay off of her just a little bit, just a tiny bit.
Yeah, I don't really know much about that story. You know, that's a little, I don't know, before my...
I sprung that on you, so you
really being political. No, that's fine. I still thought it was funny because I know of the situation, you know, but man, the polar bear memes, the polar bear gifs that are going around are just so gifs. Before people start freaking out because I said gif instead of gif. And
I will always say I don't care what the chat says. I can't see you right now, chat.
I literally I'll change the way I say it every time because I'm like, meh, I don't really care. And then people were like, oh, he said a GIF. Ah! I'm like, whatever, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the polar bear Coca-Cola bears because they're beautifully pristine white in the all the ads.
My favorite one was someone's been editing all the old Coca-Cola commercials.
They're glorious.
So someone edited the polar bear commercial where they all sat around and made a snowman, and they had the little bear put a Black Lives Matter mask on the snowman.
It's so good. That was so glorious. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's hilarious. Oh my goodness.
It's a trip, man. I gotta tell you, it is a trip to see like a story that you broke become an internet meme sensation like overnight. It's just like, it's bizarre, it's awesome. I did that. And it's like, you know, and hopefully many more to come, because I gotta tell you guys, a lot of people from a lot of different companies have been coming forward with whistleblower documents, sending me the crazy training that their organizations are making them do. If you have training that you want me to see and possibly expose, you can email it to actively unwoke@protonmail.com. And so I've got Adam, let me give you a little preview of the companies that I have whistleblowers in right
Please
now.
Please do. Please tell.
I have major universities. I have University of Vermont, University of Minnesota. I've got UC Berkeley. I've got University of Miami. I've got Ooh. Dell. I've got Microsoft. I've got like several people from LinkedIn.
Don't stop.
I've got Accenture. I've got State Farm. I've got Raytheon. I have got so many whistleblowers now. Gosh. It's ridiculous. And I'll give you guys a little sneak peek. I can't reveal anything yet, but I may or may not be talking to an organization that works with whistleblowers to help bring Ooh. Even more of this to light.
Am I allowed to guess? I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yes, you are allowed to guess.
Would it be Project Veritas by chance?
I can neither confirm or deny.
But you're smiling. I can see that smile. And they work with. I honestly have no idea who else works with whistleblowers. So, but I love this. I love this because we need more of this. People not being afraid to talk, not being able to afraid to go. This is weird. This doesn't make sense. This is wrong. It's being shoved down everyone's throat. And I'm going to speak up because people are being just ridiculed. And actually, this is a really good segue into the next segment that we're going to talk about. Now, we've talked about this before, but just because of today, of what was going on, and now the hypocrisy of them calling Rand Paul a transphobe because he was asking legitimate questions. It's like, when is it going to end? It's just, and I have a few different examples that we're going to talk about because it is kind of ridiculous and it's getting crazy. Shout out to the B, man. Babylon B, amazing. Not the B, equally amazing because sometimes you don't even know which one's which. All right, Babylon B obviously is the satire. Not the B is their actual news site. That's pretty legitimate. You know, I've actually grown to enjoy reading their articles because you could tell they're kind of, these guys are, whoever's working, right? These writers are just.
They're very good.
They're so good at trolling people and just trolling the internet and being, you know, bringing news here. So this is it. This is what started it. Ready? Watch Biden nominee Rachel Levin straight refuse to answer Rand Paul on whether minors should be allowed to undergo gender reassignment surgery without parental consent. It was a legitimate question. Now I'm just going to let you know, cause I watched this segment and he was basically just saying, like, look, we've known for a long time that children getting their genitals mutilated is a human rights violation. Now, just saying that, why would it be okay when parents are in control of their children until the age of 18 to let these children decide and be convinced that it's okay to have their genitals mutilated in a irreversible manner, before they're able to, you know, make decisions on their own? And she just responded with, I would love to, if I get the nomination, I would love to come in and explain things to you and tell you about the different trainings and you know, the trans medicines that are new and that you clearly don't understand. And it's just like, he's like, but you're not answering my question. Like, are you okay with these kids, you know, making the decision without parental consent? Because I think it's ridiculous. I think it's akin to, you know, genital mutilation. And I'm inclined to agree with that because the human brain doesn't even finish fully forming until the age of 24, 25.
Yep. Like,
people don't know who they are at 3 years old, which is as young as who these people are telling their kids that you're not, oh, you can be whatever you want to be gender wise. And it's just like, these people don't, I mean, I just, you can't have a child fully understand the complexities of life. And he even reads a testimony from someone who actually, I think it was a 12-year-old who went through the surgeries and then is now in her mid-20s saying, I was an idiot. I was a manipulated, young teen that I didn't know what I was doing. And who does know what they're doing as a teenager? I don't know anyone. Literally, I know nobody who can look at me and say, oh, yeah, I was definitely on top of my world. I definitely knew exactly what I was doing when I was a teenager. I've been 100% correct the entire time. Have you?
Yeah. No, I mean, and one of the things that's so sad, and you know, I do have a great deal of sympathy. I do believe that there is such a thing as trans people, and that it is a real thing. I think it's so incredibly sad, because we've gotten to the point with these people where their therapists that are supposed to be taking care of them and helping them come to grips with who they are and what they're going through, they are guiding these children to think they are transgender. Now, in some cases, that could be completely correct. And in some cases, you've got kids that are going to them, maybe they're gay, maybe they're just, you know, they're women and they're just like tomboys, like I was. Like, I wanted to be a boy when I was younger. I could, like, if I had the opportunity to become a boy, like, I probably would have taken it, if I'm honest. I'm glad in retrospect I didn't, because that would really screw me up. But, like, the therapists are actually guiding them down this path, because it's like they believe that they have to in order to not be called a transphobe. And I think it's incredibly sad. When we look at desistance rates for transitioning, when it's done in adulthood, the desistance rates are very, very small. When it's done before they're 18, they are very large. It's something like 60%. And so I don't think that people should be medically transitioning before they are 18. Absolutely not. Not under any circumstances. Socially transition, fine. Wear whatever clothes you want. Cut your hair. You know, whatever you need to do to feel comfortable. I'm completely fine with all that. But I do not believe that these children should be having surgery and going on hormones that could potentially render them infertile.
Agreed. Agreed. 100%. You know, I think part of it is this stereotype of like what a man is and what a woman is, you know, and these are so ingrained in movies and TV shows, and that is the issue. Like, if you aren't a manly man, that's okay. If you aren't like a super feminine woman and you don't identify as that, like, stereotypical woman, that's also okay. That, like, that those are changing, and we need to allow those to change, because that creates a lot of stress on people, because not everyone can be that, like, you know, masculine man who's tall and, you know, jacked or whatever. And it's like, or a female that's whatever, you know, look at almost every Disney princess. They have the same shape. They're all very attractive and long hair, and, you know, it's all the same. And if you don't identify that and you're not that, then all of a sudden you're a victim, and you're not a part of it, and you're ostracized from normal community. So then therefore you are a victim, and they're being taught that they're victims, and that then it's society that's wrong. When, look, hey, I don't like stereotypes. I think they're wrong, because anyone can be cool. Anyone can be an a-hole, like literally anyone. It doesn't matter. All races, all colors, all genders. You know what? You can't convince me otherwise. It exists. Evil exists in everybody. You know, it's just in different amounts and depending on who they're around. So like this kind of stuff, it's like, this is clearly people being, I don't know, manipulated as children. Like, you know, being taught that they need to be taught this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I've thought back a lot to my childhood, Adam, and I was very much a tomboy. Like, I always had short hair, or like most of the time, the only time I grew my hair out is when I thought I had to like be a girl. I always felt very uncomfortable with like the Disney princesses. I never wanted to do any of that stuff. And I got to tell you, that really did hurt me. Like, I was like, I got like, you know, picked on in high school. I got bullied, you know, my middle school and high school, because I wasn't like a normal girl. And I think about like, right? What if that had happened?
You think about what? You cut out for a second. You think about,
sorry, hotel Wi-Fi. So I think about like what it would have been like. Like, I went to high school in the 90s. What if I was in high school now? I mean, I could absolutely envision a scenario where if my parents were like these woke nutters, I could have absolutely been convinced that like I was trans, and the reason I had short hair and didn't want to play with the girls and always wanted to play with the boys is because I was actually a boy. It 100% could have happened if I had had a different set of parents and had grown up in a different time. And I'm so incredibly thankful that that didn't happen to me. But I look at so many of these young girls, and, you know, I think it's especially alarming when it happens to groups of young girls in high school, where they convince themselves, they all come out as trans magically at the same time. It's really, really alarming to see that the parents and their counselors jump right to medication, because that has long-term implications.
God, so much medication in our kids. It's like, you know, the antidepressants, the, you know, whatever the, I don't remember.
ADHD. What's
the, ADHD medicines that are being just shoved into these kids, when it's like, the kids need to be out running around. They need to be using energy. They are just bounds of energy. Like, why are we forcing them into this sitting down and, you know, learning? That's how some adults use learning, and it doesn't even work for all adults. Why are we assuming that it works for all children? You know, the whole education system is ridiculous. And then actually I had this random thought today about how it also bugs me that education seemingly ends. Like, once you finish school, it's like, well, you're done learning. And it's like, we should never stop learning. Like, everyone, no. I know that's kind of another conversation about education as a whole, because you get me started on that, because I can't stand the education system. But specifically about, you know, I want to keep it about this gender stuff, because I have a lot to go over. It's like they're part of this woke system that they're teaching kids this stuff. It's like,
Have you ever read The Coddling of the American Mind?
No, but I think I actually have it over here. I do have it somewhere.
It's a real good book, and I bring it up because one of the very first stories in the book is basically about peanut allergies and how peanut allergies weren't a thing when I was in school, but they became a thing shortly after. And so all the teachers started telling all the parents to stop giving your kids any snacks with peanuts. Well, what happened when an entire generation of children was not given peanuts as when they were younger? It actually started developing more peanut allergies. Because they were never exposed to them and they were never given them in school, they created a larger problem. And I think that that's the same thing going on with this stuff. It's like, I think a larger problem is being created inadvertently just because parents don't want to be seen as being phobic. They want to be able to fit in and have to virtue signal to do that.
Just like before, it's like people are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to actually say, this is wrong. What is going on with this? It's the same thing. It's a different pattern with all these different, and you know who's taking advantage of it? The far left. They're like, this is perfect. We can push all of our policies, and everyone's too afraid to speak out.
Well, who else is taking advantage of it is Big Pharma, who's making a ton of money from all of this. They're making a ton of money by people over medicating their children.
Yes, they are. And the whole system, everything is insane. The markup, 800% markup just on insulin. Just one example. Trump actually had an executive order stopping Big Pharma from gouging American citizens. Well, guess who stopped that? That's right.
Biden.
President Biden. And we got, this kind of stuff. USA Today. Rachel Levin faces transphobia in historic U.S. Senate confirmation hearing. What? Transphobia. He was asking a legitimate question, and they go on to say he had the audacity of comparing genital mutilation to genital mutilation. That's what they're doing to these kids. Like, if you're going to fully transition, that's what's happening. You're mutilating your body to adhere to the way that you identify in your brain. Now, as both Carlin and I agree, we're okay. We even have trans friends. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm speaking for you. I'm assuming that's okay.
Yeah, and of course.
There's nothing wrong with it. Did you see Oreo's post today?
Oh, dude. I was like, I was so mad. I retweeted. I was like, I don't need to hear about, like, I absolutely believe trans people exist, Oreos. I just don't need to hear about it from a cookie company. Like, what are you doing?
It's like, what? Why?
What are you doing? Is Oreo going to transition over to a cracker instead of a cookie? Like, what are you doing? Like, why?
Oh, here it is.
I don't understand.
Trans people exist.
The sky is blue.
That's the like tweet. Oh, you like that? Yeah. The sky is blue. Right, because duh, okay, but yes. I mean, it's just, who's arguing this? Like, I get it. Trans people exist. I'm not trying to take any of their rights away as people, but doing it to kids and making it seem like these kids can totally make decisions for their lives that are life altering before they're even able to vote, fight for this country, drink alcohol, get tattoos, because it forever alters your skin. Mm-hmm. Hello, tattoos. You even why you have to wait till you're 18, or you could get parental consent. Okay, well, that makes sense. I mean, which parent lets their, you know, child get a tattoo? Because whatever, it happens. Sometimes they do it anyway, but even still, it's like we already said it earlier. The brain doesn't stop fully forming 24, 25, you know? That's why you really shouldn't even drink before 25.
Yeah.
I'm not against drinking, but
no, and I got my tongue pierced a week after I turned 18. I had been looking forward to it for years. I did it after I turned 18 because my parents thought it was stupid and they wanted me to turn 18 until I went and did it. Well, you know what? It's probably a good thing.
Would you have gone and done it without their consent though?
I really wanted to, but I followed the rules as a child, like probably more than I should have, but I'm much more rebellious now. I have many tattoos. I don't regret a single one of them, but I made those decisions as an adult.
Good for you. Good for you. And that's what we should do. Let them make decisions as adults, not make them. Cause I mean, what did you say the numbers were with teenagers that are making 60% or something?
Like, I don't want anyone to quote me on this because I'm roundabout. 60% of people when they're teenagers end up desisting, which is really, really high.
That's really high. Maybe they're realizing, actually, I'm a female that, you know, I just identify as something slightly different than the norms. Like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there you go.
I just
go.
Like to have my hair short. I don't want to play princess. I don't want to I want to like race go karts or whatever kids want to do.
I want to have a buzz cut and you know, do it. You know, whatever you want to do.
But I do think that we should be, you know, teaching people to be more accepting of just like people being who they are and not ridiculing them and mocking them if they don't fit into this stereotype. I mean, because I think that's part of the problem. It's like, you know, what's so funny is like the whole thing is trying to. You know, I think a lot of stereotypes get put on people that they try to rebel against those stereotypes, but inadvertently they put themselves in a whole new box to try to conform to this new style. I think we see this a lot with people who are non-binary. A lot of them, you know, and I don't want to make, I do believe that non-binary people exist. I actually put out a question on Twitter the other day of if there were non-binary conservatives. And yes, there are actually non-binary conservatives. I had people messaging me, telling me about it. But I think that some people, not all, but some who identify as non-binary are doing it just because they think it's about how you dress and how you cut your hair. And that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more about being put in boxes. Like you kind of mentioned that. And it's like there's male and female, and the stereotypical male and female are so stark, like contrast to both each other. And what so many people exist as, well, I'm not that like perfect man that is, you know, in every movie and every story that we hear about, or, you know, same with the woman that, there's this disconnect where people are like, well, then I'm clearly not a man. I'm clearly not a woman. So I'm non-binary, you know, and that's just an observation of what I see on it all. But where does it end? You know, look at this story is ridiculous. Well, it says the cult of LGBTQ says trans female MMA fighter who destroyed female competitor is the bravest athlete in history. Okay, obviously they're a little biased here, but the whole story still is kind of absurd. Like, what happened here? And this is ridiculous. The title of bravest athlete in history now belongs to a trans female MMA fighter, Fallon Fox, a biological male who absolutely destroyed a female opponent, Tamika Brents, during a recent fight. Now, this was I don't remember exactly what date this was, but for using his male.
Look at her muscles. Look at that photo. Look at her muscles. Yes.
Right. I know.
That's crazy.
And this article sums it up fairly decently. For using his male hormones to nearly kill Brents, all while pretending to be female, Outsports contributor Sid Zeigler wrote in the LGBTQ publication that Fox now has been inducted into LGBT Sports Hall of Fame. She is an incredible part of the LGBT sports history, Zeigler glowingly wrote, And maybe most importantly, she generated conversations and opened possibilities for trans athletes in women's sports that will be felt for generations. Not men's sports, not sports, women's sports. Just interesting that that's what his statement was. Obviously, he's talking about a transgender woman, but and, you know, you'd think that it would just be sports because it's trans athletes, not trans women athletes. Anyway, because Fox delivered life altering blows to Brents, many criticized him or her for dressing up like a female in order to unfairly compete with females rather than with other males like men, like normal men do. And many people have said that it's an excuse to actually be able to win a lot more. And that's really what the criticism is there, because it is completely unfair. You called it outright. Look at the muscles. This is a man who more recently in life became a woman, identified as a woman. And, you know, so they didn't have, you know, a long history of hormone therapy to weed out and even if they did, the muscles are already there. It's like you're already, you're biologically a male. So even hormone therapy as a child, which I think is ridiculous, is not going to change your, you know, science. Right.
Right.
Ziegler became. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. And I think we talked about this maybe like a week or two ago, but I think that this is all going to come to a head at the Olympics. I do. If the Olympics go off, it's more than likely that they're going to be trans women in it and they're going to win. And then I think people are going to get to see a trans woman on the medal podium, maybe getting a gold medal with non-trans women surrounding her. And I think it's all going to come to a head.
I mean, women, all I can think about is Hillary Clinton being like, the glass ceiling, talking about this glass ceiling. And it's like, I mean, it feels like women's sports are just being eliminated. They're just being, look, trans women are not biological women, all right? That's a simple truth that I can say, right? Am I going to get fired or canceled for that? Who knows? In this atmosphere, people might already be triggered by what I've been saying with just my thoughts on this whole thing, you know? Like, I don't even know anymore. But now look at this. People are... The Ziegler became triggered upon hearing about these criticisms against Fox, demonstrating the typical LGBTQ fragility and theatrics we have all come to expect. Ziegler whined about how he has literally never seen the torrent of hate targeting an LGBTQ athlete that he has witnessed against Fox. Yeah, because he destroyed this woman's face. Let me see. See this right here. Sums it up. Abusing women is fine as long as you're trans. If you identify as a woman, then you are allowed to like totally destroy a woman. Like they actually have quotes from Brents. Okay, here we go. Let's see. When asked if she thinks Fox's strength comes from the fact that was a man, Brents was careful to remain politically correct. I can't answer whether it's because she was born a man or not, because I'm not a doctor. Brents is quoted as saying, I can only say that I've never felt so overpowered ever in my life, and I am an abnormally strong female in my own right. She was a beast. She's a beast. All right.
Yeah.
And she just got destroyed. Brent went on to say that she still disagrees with Fox fighting against other women because he is not actually a woman or wasn't born a woman. I mean, he's not.
He went through male puberty. Through male puberty. And it is what it is. And listen.
So, but again, that's what they're trying to stop, too. Go ahead.
They are. But I think that it's a sad thing. It is. I don't know what the answer is to this problem, but I just can't see how anyone thinks that this is a fair competition. I don't.
Right. I agree. And now we have senators and House representatives like squabbling over this stuff. Like, look at this. This is just ridiculous. Congresswoman Marie Newman, our neighbor, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, tried to block the Equality Act because she believes prohibiting discrimination against trans Americans is disgusting, immoral, and evil. Although it's all about the way they frame things, right? It's like calling you being out against diversity training when it's like, that's not what you're calling out. You're calling about the critical race theory. You know, this is, you know, she thought we'd put our transgender flag so she can look at it every time she opens her door. And then she clearly puts it in a you know, the flag post. It was probably already there. And then Marjorie comes out and says, our neighbor, Mary Newman, wants to pass the so-called Equality Act to destroy women's rights and freedom, religious freedoms. Thought we'd put up ours so that she can look at it every time she opens her door. And then it says, there are two vendors, male and female. And then in quotes, it says, trust the science. Brutal.
Marjorie like, Taylor Greene, man. They took her off all her committees. They gave her more time.
I mean, I'm looking at this, though, and it's just like, this is who's running our government? Children. They are children. Look, both of them on both sides. They're being childish. Like, come on. What is going on? This is how you guys spend your time working on laws to like for the American public. You guys are children. This is theater. This is all theatrics. And it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed as an American that the rest of the world is looking at like, look at what the Americans are doing right now. They're arguing over whether or not there's more than two genders. I mean,
I actually think this is pretty great. I think this is like a moment where it just like, you know what? This is one of those moments that unveils to everyone who's not paying attention how absurd this entire thing is. It's crazy because you can't fix the problem if it's not exposed. And I, you know what? I love what Marjorie did. I thought it was funny as heck, but it's also like, you know, this is our government. These are the people that we elect. This is like, this is the advertisement for term limits right here, Adam. This is it.
It's ridiculous. And you know, it's even, this is just an interesting side note. I was actually very surprised to see this. This is from Congresswoman Marie Newman. Facebook took down her video of her putting up the transgender flag and labeled it as hate speech.
That's stupid.
But they let Marjorie Taylor Greene's transphobic video to be posted of her putting up the sign that there's two genders. What an interesting turn of events. Would you have expected that's who they banned? They banned her, the transgender flag. I mean, honestly, none of these things should have been banned. You know, just clarifying, neither of them is hate speech.
Well, I don't know. I will tell you, as someone who like my page on Facebook currently has a little warning on it because I quoted the New York Times like 8 weeks ago. If you go to like my Facebook page, you're going to get a warning that says, are you sure you want to like this person? So Facebook anymore. Yes, it was because I quoted the New York Times. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in this world. I mean, and then we got this kind of stuff. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, God, I saw this really quickly. Yes.
Classic kids toy. Mr. Potato Head gets new gender neutral name.
There was already a Mrs. Potato Head.
Potato Head.
Like, it's a potato. It's a potato.
Well, that's them admitting that there's only two genders, though.
It's a potato. Potatoes don't have genders. One came with a different pair of shoes than the other. It's a potato.
I mean, it is. Why is this? Hold on. I'm gonna restart this so you can see this ridiculous video of them. Let me see if you can see this whole thing. Oh, is it not going to load? Mr. Potato. Is it not showing it? It's not showing it for some reason.
New York Post. Mr. Potato Head had a mustache. Mrs. Potato Head didn't. Like, this is so ridiculous.
It's, are they going to get rid of the mustache? It's not playing it, but it's ridiculous. No, no, no. Now you get mustache, eyelashes. You get basically everything to either make Mrs. or Mr. And then, you know, you can cross.
So it's like a supreme deluxe Potato Head system in which you get both genders at the same time.
All this is them going, we don't have to make two products anymore. We could just make one product. We'll have one box. We'll our profit margins will probably go up because they're probably pretty crap. If you ask me, it's Mr. Potato Head. Who's buying Mr. Potato Head stuff right now? Nobody. Nobody's buying Mr. Potato Head stuff. It's been 70 years old. A 70-year-old toy. It's like, how is it even still being sold? You know what? They can switch it up and get a whole new market. Now they
I actually liked Mr. Potato Head when I was a kid, Adam, and I feel very offended and attacked right now. I feel a little triggered.
Why? It's an old toy. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
It's an awesome toy.
I mean, okay, if you're, you know, a little kid who likes that kind of stuff, which is, that's what toys are for, you know, so like, sure, sure, why not? Yeah, okay. But also, it's like, what does it matter if there's a Mr. Potato Head and a Mrs. Potato Head? Now, they started getting so much hate and fire on the internet, so they actually released a new statement saying, look, wait, we're going to keep Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head and have Potato Head. So wait, you're telling me you're making a new product to try to
sell? They're making a non-binary Potato Head. That's what they're doing. They're making a non-binary. Oh my God.
Non-binary potato.
I can't even deal with this situation.
Technically, it's the most accurate kind of potato.
It is. I mean, it is a potato. Potatoes don't have genders.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
I'm going to make a t-shirt after this that said potatoes don't have genders.
I don't know. New t-shirt in my Wouldn't store. That be a twist if potatoes actually did have gender, like, you know, like they, one pollinates another or something
this like is that. Going off the rails.
good riddance. I love going off the rails because we need that nowadays, you know, getting a little bit of humor or something.
Potato Head, God.
Anyway, all right, let's talk about pigs and how awesome pigs are. All right, yes. pigs are I have this awesome fun article. Pigs proven intelligent enough to play video games. That's right. This, look at it. This is, they've got a custom built little nozzle that they use their little snout for. They did really well considering joysticks are not designed for oral use. Good for them, right? Look at this. Let's see. As evidence keeps mounting in support of the idea that pigs are highly intelligent, and despite some researchers viewing the species merely as a source of organs for human transplant, there are some compelling new evidence from scientists at the Purdue Center of Animal Welfare Science. Researchers have taught four pigs to operate joysticks and play a rudimentary video game. As the lead author of the new study describing the research, Candace Crony of the Purdue University says, "It is no small feat for an animal to grasp the concept that the behavior that they are performing is having an effect elsewhere. That pigs can do this to any degree should give us pause as to what else they are capable of learning and how such learning may impact them." It's pretty incredible, actually. You know, I mean, that's just take a pause at that. You know, like, animals are sentient, man. They know what they want. They can feel pain. They know what's happening, what's around them. They're pretty smart. And I mean, obviously monkeys I've already proven, you know, gorillas can sign language and all that stuff, and we can actually communicate with them, which is pretty incredible unto itself. But, you know, pigs, Neuralink, you know, Elon Musk actually installed Neuralink into a couple different pigs successfully. And they're like, they could probably play this video game. I wonder if they conjoined studies that if these pigs that were learning how to play this video game, they were probably getting it for, and we'll read the rest of it. It's probably like for some sort of treat, like it have to play the video game to then get some sort of reward system. And imagine if they put the Neuralink into their brain, and then suddenly they didn't even need the nozzle anymore. I wonder if they would be able to do that. That would be really interesting.
I don't know. I don't, like, animals play games all the time, though. My dogs play games and torment me all the time. I don't know. Like, this is not even surprising to me at all.
I would like to know more about them tormenting you, what kind of games that is. But let's finish this here. The experiments involved four pigs, Yorkshire pigs named Hamlet and Omelette, and the Pampito micro pigs named Ebony and Ivory. Maybe that's what you want. That's what you need, a micro pig. That's kind of fun.
See, I see a pig that doesn't grow into a big pig.
Hold on. Now, I'm going to point something out here, though.
I want to point out an odd coincidence. The website that you found this article on is the same company that produced the Robin DiAngelo training for LinkedIn.
No way. Big Think?
Yes.
Straight up. They produced her online course.
Yep.
That has been since removed.
Yes.
I love, see, look, we're bringing it all together. You know, we started over there. We're over here, but they, you know, it still works together. I love it. Look how cute these pigs are. This is the Pinto micro pigs. They are adorable. Look at this little guy. Look at this little pot belly. These guys are so cute. Oh, look, this is actually no other articles of them. So this must be one of the Pampito. I love these guys.
Pig looks like he means business right there. He's not messing around.
Right? And then there's, of course,
Pig is like, I'm getting to the next level.
Leather jacket. let's see here. All four were taught to approach and engage a joystick to move an on-screen cursor to a designated target. Doing so got them non-virtual treat, a dog kibble pellet delivered to a bowl next to the screen. All four of the pigs were tested and found to be far-sighted, so the monitor was placed 45 centimeters away from their eyes when they were in position to work the joysticks. During training, they were first taught to approach the joystick with a verbal command, joystick, followed by a pellet upon success. The pigs learned that by guiding the cursor to one of the blue walls displayed on screen, they'd be rewarded with a bloop sound, a pellet, and words of encouragement from a nearby human. Varying levels of difficulty were achieved by making either 3, 2, or 1 wall bloopable in different sessions. All of the pigs did well when playing the difficult one-walled version of the game. All of the pigs succeeded well above the level expected if they were doing it by chance. And it bears mentioning that lacking fingers and hands, they had to manipulate their joysticks by mouth. We'll wait while you try it. I mean, you don't think that we could handle that, Big Think? Apparently. My goodness. It's interesting now that I know. I wouldn't have been that spicy with that comment if you hadn't have just told me that they're the ones that produce her white fragility course. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like they can handle it.
They went from the good guy to the bad guy in like an instant.
My goodness. Big. Well, I would have been like, wait till we try it. Like, no one's going to try it. But now I'm like, you guys really think that there's humans out there that probably can't handle that. Manipulating a joystick with your mouth. Like, I'm sure it's not that difficult, Big Think. Listen, you think?
Like, I don't know why this is so surprising for people. Like, it's like no one ever went to the fair where they had pig races. Like, did you ever go to the fair and see the pig race growing up?
No,
and
I never saw that.
Oh, yeah, the pig race was the best. That was the thing I always wanted to go see at the fair. The pigs raced around the circle. They had different races. They got an Oreo if they won.
That's fun. There was this time. I love tiny homes. You ever know about tiny homes? So I love tiny homes. And my Nisha has this dope RV that's she basically converted into a tiny home. So
I was going to say, I bet you're a tiny home type of guy. I bet like you're going to like have a tiny home of your own one day.
Yeah, probably. Well, I feel like I kind of do because... You know, I'm married into a tiny home essentially, and no, but it's dope. And I've gotten super into just I love to build things. I can build a house. I know how to do electric, heating, plumbing. I love building stuff too. I like with wood too, carpentry. So I would build my own tiny house. And I was watching this tiny house show. Maybe it was on Netflix. I think it was on Netflix. I don't remember the name of it, but one of the shows was about this couple that wanted a tiny house because they were a traveling pig racing family. So they actually had a tiny house built custom for their pigs to sleep in the back and then them to sleep in the front. And it was a great little story. And
pig
and
racing
now
is
you,
legit.
And now you know about it. All right, let's read the rest of this here. All right. In addition to being able to play this game well, the researchers found that the pig's performance could be improved with human verbal encouragement. On those occasions when the treat dispenser was turned off, the players could be encouraged verbally or tactically to keep working the joysticks. The researchers also found that for more difficult tasks, only verbal encouragement seemed to be able to guide the pigs to success. This sort of study is important, says Crony, because as with any sentient beings, how we interact with pigs and what we do with them or do to them impacts and matters to them. We therefore have an ethical obligation to understand how pigs acquire information and what they are capable of learning and remembering because it ultimately has implications for how they perceive their interactions with us and their environments. Interesting. just the beginning. The pigs' performance did not match the success rate of primates playing the similar games, but again, primates have fingers. The study's notes, limitations in the joystick methodology suggest that the future studies of the cognitive capacities of the pig and other domestic species may benefit from the use of touchscreens or other advanced computer interfaced technology. Neuralink kind of said it earlier, and imagine though. The researchers had hoped to test their changes acumen with symbols, allowing for a more direct communication, but the project concluded before such work could be explored. Crony says, informing management practices and improving pig welfare was and still is a major goal, but really that is secondary to better appreciating the uniqueness of pigs outside any benefit we can derive from them. I just thought that was really an interesting article because pigs are smart, man. They're really smart as animals, and animals in general, I feel, are smart.
Yeah, animals, everyone has their own intelligence, man. And like I said, my dogs play games with me all the time to get my attention. They'll come up, they'll put the paw on me, they'll run away, they'll come back up. Like, it's like they have their own brand of like intelligence, right? So I'm not surprised at this at all.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's get into some of these super chats. Thank you all for hanging out with us today. If you haven't subscribed, please definitely subscribe below. Hit the little bell button so you know when I go live. I go live Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. normally till about 8. Sometimes I go a little later. Friday night is jam night, so of course tomorrow I'll be jamming on some songs. Definitely tune into Carlin's channel. Her links are in the description below, her Twitter, her Locals, and also her YouTube channel. And then below that you can find my Locals channel and the rest of my social media stuff. So and thank you for that. I appreciate all of you. Let's see. I'm not your buddy guy says, I'm not your guy friend. Great super chat. What a good start to the super chats, right?
Well, I love done.
That. I love that. Miss Piggy says, Dr. Carlin, diva to diva, I'm at a loss on how to get Kermit to commit to moi. It's been almost 40 years. What's wrong with him? Love you lots.
You got to pretend you don't want Kermit go get another boyfriend, because as soon as you get another boyfriend, Kermit's going to come running.
No. Miss Piggy,
yes.
You play hard to get. She does. What do you talk about? She totally does. I remember watching her being like, meh, I don't care. Mm. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I thought that's the way she was playing hard to get.
What? No, I think that she wanted. That's okay. We don't need to argue about Muppets now.
I want to argue about Muppets.
No, I will not argue about Muppets, Adam.
Let's see. Cars says, Carlin, great work on Coke Woke story. Buddy Brown did a song on it. We got to be less white. Keep up the good fight.
A song? Hang
is
on,
there
what?
Really? Hold on. We're going to listen to that right now.
This is the greatest.
I'm going to find it. Hold on. Let's see. We got to be less white. This is straight up real. Okay, hold on. I'm going to bust this out real quick. I have to add this to the stream. Give me a second. Oh my goodness.
Click the button to add the audio.
Oop, wrong one. Right, hold button. On.
Oh my God. There's a song.
Okay, here we go.
If Tom McDonald writes a song about this, like, I quit. I'm done. I have reached the pinnacle of the internet.
I haven't listened to this. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Coca-Cola's done lost their dadgum minds. Pretty hard this time. I thought I'd seen it all, but as it turns out, I have to change my skin to live this one down. We gotta be less white, be less white.
It's good music.
This is the best thing that's ever happened. And it's
all right. Oh my gosh. All right, so we're not going to listen to the whole thing because I don't want to get some sort of copyright issue, but that is hilarious.
God.
Thanks, well Cars. That's funny. It says, keep up the good fight. Thank you, Cars. And definitely to you, Carlin, Cars was referring to. So let's see. I'm not your buddy guy. Says, a great show.
Adam,
you should
do you
both want to
be
watch.
Sharing your stream right now?
Oh, no. It doesn't matter. It's fine. But I'll take that down.
Okay, second chair. There you go.
Thanks. Thank you for that. Let's see here. I'm not your buddy guy says, a great show you should both watch on Amazon Prime is called Comrade Detective. It's dubbed over with Channing Tatum and is absolutely hilarious. Oh, interesting. I actually I was in the same modeling agency as Channing, Major Models in New York, right before he got real big and then, you know, became a huge movie star, which is kind of cool.
Adam, it could have been you and Magic Mike. It could have been you.
Nah, I don't care. That's all right. let's see. Charmed says, Dr. K, did you see the national file that said Koch Brothers behind the big thing?
Yes. That is the one that's the good reporter. That's the reporter that I like. And I did see it briefly, and I'm excited to read about it and dig into it more.
Hmm. Interesting. And that's the same thing with the pigs that we just did, the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a surprise. What a surprise. My goodness.
Small world.
Reveresco Animo says, Robin DiAngelo, proof racism pays as long as it's the right kind of racism towards whites.
Ain't it the truth?
Gosh, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mark G says, there is two kinds of racism. Mr. Escalante. Judging a group because they are a minority and not judging a group because they're a minority. Stand and deliver. I miss the 80s and 90s when race relations weren't woke. Me too. Mm-hmm. And I know that we're basically the same age. It's like we both remember those days. Like I wasn't raised thinking about race at all. Like it just didn't enter the equation. You know, I went to a high school that had all sorts of different colors, and it's like I didn't think about it. I had friends of all colors. It's like it was just such a non-issue. It didn't, you know, I thought we were past it a long time ago. It's just like they're just pushing it, man. And proof that it pays, thanks to the other, you know, Robin DiAngelo. She's proven it pays. It's all about manipulating people. It's ridiculous.
And Stand and Deliver is a great movie, and everyone should watch it.
What is Stand and Deliver? What's that?
It's a really good movie about I'm having to remember like Latino kids in high school getting accused of cheating on a test, but they didn't because they just had one of those inspirational teachers. It's a really good movie.
Right on. Benjamin the Rogue says, let's not forget to lavish the brave and upstanding people who sent us this with praise as well. We would never have known otherwise. Good point. Now, is the whistleblower, you don't say their name, can we give them a shout out?
We can absolutely give them a shout out. I'm sure they would appreciate it. So whistleblower, we salute you. Thank you for being brave. Thank you for standing up. And thank you to all the whistleblowers who've reached out to me. I mean, honestly, like it's a bold thing to do, but it's necessary and we can't do it without you. We're spinning the UFO for you, brave whistleblowers.
That's correct. This spin is for all of the whistleblowers out there. Rocking and bringing out the actual information so that people in the real world can see what's going on behind the scenes. Thank you so much. Less white lasagna. this lasagna is made with a little bit of Coca-Cola. Says, okay, one more name gag. It kind of wrote itself. White lasagna, that is fantastic. And you know the deal. White lasagna got me this die. Carlin, say when. I'm going to...
When?
All right. The dice has been rolled. You guys know what to do.
18.
She guesses 18. All right. Everyone, I'm watching the chat. Let's see what happens. See who guesses it first. You know the deal. The number, the dice is on the table. Let's see here. Mark G says, I don't like Carlin anymore. I love her. Bring back Coke Zero Vanilla, you bigots. I never really liked it. She was too sweet for me. There it is. We got a winner. Sneezewort. With a number two, a low roll, natural two. Congratulations, Sneezewort. What a fun name that you have. But congratulations, you won. Absolutely nothing. Enjoy that prize. Don't spend it all in one place. Chef du jour says, Dr. Pepper is the best soda and the best educated and can be consumed warm.
I will say one of the highlights of this whole thing for me was someone said something about Dr. Pepper in a tweet responding to it, and Dr. Pepper's account actually liked it.
Nice. Based.
Based.
Dr. Pepper's based. I don't know if they really are, but kind of sounds like they are. I don't know. Jason Dixon says, identify as an Apache attack helicopter, and then what? Fight other attack helicopters and see how that goes for you. You know, Jason Dixon, thanks for this bell. I really appreciate it. I love this thing. This is Jason Dixon who got me this
rad bell,
isn't it though? I mean, it's so cool.
Awesome.
Wait till you're in the studio next and you actually hit it, because it's like, you know,
it seems
it's got
so
like
satisfying.
It's got like a weight ring to it. Oh, it's so good. Anyway, I gotta stop that for now. Rev Resco again says, Rachel Dolezal is what happens when you are told it's wrong to be white. I don't know the whole story behind that, but I mean, it's not wrong though, right? It seems like it.
It's like, you're damned if you do, danged if you don't, I guess. Like, if you try to be less white, you get told you're culturally appropriating. If you don't try to be less white, you get told you're racist. What do you want us to do?
I know. I appreciate your filter too. Thanks. Let's see. Jack Leon says, God himself would come down and tell me directly that it's pronounced Jif, and I would still wouldn't say it. I'd say, sure thing, Jod. great super chat, Jack. Great super chat. I love that. Sergeant Hodel, I like that. Guys, Microsoft just added a BLM level to the Minecraft game, and the DLC description states it's targeted at 8-year-olds. I saw this, and I can't believe kidding. I didn't bring it up because, well, I mean, it kind of coincided with what we were talking about, but it is insane. You actually are walking down Black Lives Matter Avenue, just north of the White House, and in the game you're actually there, and it's like, it says Black Lives Matter, and there's some speech of trying to, I don't know, it's
can I tell you, like, gosh, I actually walked down that street last time I was there. My hotel was right there, and like, I'm very sensitive to energy. It was it felt so bad. It was like so toxic to walk down that street. So, oh my God, that makes my
What made it toxic? I'm just curious.
It's just like a feeling I have. Like, it's like a psychic thing. And I know not everyone believes in that, but like, I pick up on energy very easily. Sometimes inadvertently. And it's just like, it's heavy. It just feels heavy and dense. And
there's
bad.
A lot of angst in that community though. Whether or not you believe it, it's like, true. The angst is there. And it's, I think it's media's fault. And you know, these people that are manipulating them. Jonathan Powell says, currently in psych class and streaming this one chick is blaming men for all of history's problems and war. Professor supported it. Help me, Jonathan Powell.
Well, I've got good news for you, Jonathan Powell, because I have a whistleblower inside the American Psychology Association and the American Psychiatric Association.
Based. I'm just really enjoying that based line. Hydro says, also Rand Paul is a real doctor. He got his medicine degree from Duke University. I didn't even know that. Rand Paul's an actual doctor.
He's an actual doctor,
and he doesn't demand people call him Dr. Paul, Dr. Rand, Dr. Rand Paul. No, because real doctors know their doctors.
I will say, so last week, one of the things we haven't talked about is last week, James Lindsay and I testified in a hearing in the New Hampshire House of Representatives. Right. And there was this one congresswoman that went after him and he said, that's Dr. Lindsay.
Based. Goodness. Dude, James Lindsay, man. You hear they canceled his event that was going to go down? He was supposed to have an event and speak and they canceled it. Probably because he's too based.
James Lindsay's the best. He's the king.
Oh, man. Socialism is for figs says, time for people to get over being called an ist or a phobe. I'll be a phobe if it saves my kid's life. Yeah, I mean, people are going to, it's the internet anyway. Like, people are going to call you an ist or a phobe. You know, as long as you know who you are, you define who you are, right? To quote my own song, The Forge. Benjamin the Rogue says, no, Adam, it's not our ideas of what masculinity and femininity is. It's the extreme left's never-ending quest to tear down every definition and their collectivist thinking. It's a good point. It's a good point. I mean, that's you know, it's the truth. Yeah, they really are trying to change all definitions, aren't they? Let's see. Hydro says, this is why I say we need to tell children to wait to have sex. If your child is sexually active, then you think that they know what gender they want to be. Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. It's like people are not being responsible. I'm just going to leave it at that because especially kids don't get it yet. They're not responsible. Mm-hmm. They're reckless. And I mean, you know, they're having kids and they're getting, you know, diseases and all this crazy stuff. They're just not being responsible, period. Odra Noel says, oy vey. I don't know what that was in response to, but probably one of the many subjects that we were talking about today, but it could have been applied to many things. So we'll just leave it as a blank statement. If you haven't smashed that like button yet, I don't know what y'all are waiting for. There's a fairly decent smash to like ratio right now, but I think we can, you know, pick it up a little bit. Come on, do it for the beast.
Smash the like button, guys. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Smash it. Come on.
Smash. Do it.
Smash. I haven't gone full Hulk smash in a while, and I don't even think I turned it up a little bit. Good uptick in smash. I'm liking this.
Because you're being very zen today. You're like, Carlin, we need to be present. Yeah, you're like, we need to be present with each other.
But it's been good. By the way, I turned off my own comments as well. So when I'm looking at you, I don't see comments. All right? It's not a one-way street. Fine. Okay, Carlin? Fine. I want you to know that. All right? It was for both of us. I have it over here, but that was behind my
it's
segment.
It's fine, Adam. I've moved on. It's okay. I'm moving
on.
Oh,
no. I'm not done grilling you.
I'm not done arguing yet.
I want to argue about things. Let's see. Nakajima says, I'm a wokeophobe, scared of the wokists. Wokists. I like that. It's like locusts, but wokeists because they just take over everything. It works on many levels. Only path forward is to push forward common sense. It seems the toxic or the toxin they are weak to. I love Dr. K's work. There you are. I do too. Thank you. She's really doing a good work out there fighting the good cause of anti-wokists because they're pretty crazy. Let's see here. Giorgio says, if we get rid of grand narratives, we end up focusing on ourselves, our bodies, and gross things. Well, I feel like we do need to focus on ourselves, though. I feel like too many people are not focusing on themselves. They're worried about what other people think, what other people are doing, you know, all these other things that they're not focusing on furthering their own selves and what they can do.
I'll tell you what, if people were taught to love themselves unconditionally and taught to do like the self-development work that I've done over the course of years, we would not have this problem. We would not have the woke problem because
love
this is
yourself.
All people hate themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I hate who I am, so I'm going to change myself. You don't need validation from anyone.
No, you only need validation from yourself. That's it.
Yes. Yes. Nailed it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Truth. Truth bombs. Based. DJ Cogdill says, look up what Joe Rogan has said about Fallon Fox. That was when he stopped supporting trans women competing with biological women. Yeah, he talked about that fight and it was like he's a commentator. He watches and commentates on MMA fights. And he said, I have never, ever seen a woman's fight like this. This is ridiculous. This was not like a woman's fight. This was a man beating up a woman. I mean, even the girl, she was like, yeah, I'm abnormally strong for a woman. She was a great fighter and just got creamed. The fight lasted like 30 seconds. It's ridiculous. Oh, and she got her orbital bone broken and a concussion and just totally wrecked. It's ridiculous. Hydro says, men are so much better than women. We are even better at being women. That is a joke. Oh, I mean, I got it. it's brutal. And that's the glass ceiling that I'm talking about, though, because you and I are on the same page. I don't think I feel like anyone could be amazing. Anyone could be being better than is something I don't even like saying, because it's like,
no,
you know, that's not something that exists to me. Like anyone could be good, men or women. Color doesn't matter. Like all of us have the ability to become great in whatever we put our mind towards, you know, and that's what we need to focus. We got to bring that back. What happened to that? What happened to that attitude?
Well, and I think that part of the whole like gender thing is that drives me nuts is like women are trying to force themselves to go into fields just to prove that they can. Now, there's nothing wrong with, you know, being an engineer or being a doctor or whatever. Those are great things to be. But when you put yourself in those fields, when it's like you really want to be a school teacher, which I don't know why people would, but like, or you really want to be a writer or whatever else, like women tend to be attracted to certain types of fields. When you actually get them out of this context, you're not going to be happy. If you're forcing yourself into a position just to prove a point, just do what you want to do.
Boom. Do what you want to do. If you want to do something, then do it.
Do it. And there's nothing wrong. Don't feel there like you is. Need to make a political point of everything. Be happy.
Yeah, be happy. Nailed it. Man, we are killing it today, Carlin. Fist bump.
Yeah, we're like Zen. Boom.
Got you. Robert says, the left. 18-year-olds don't understand how student loans work. Also the left. Six-year-olds know their body and can decide if they want to transition.
That's a very good point.
Rip my face off. Yes. Fine Castle says, I remember seeing an article that Blair White brought up a while ago on how LGBT acceptance is on the decline since 2016. Really, is that... it's interesting because, you know, she's... she's conservative, right? I mean, she's...
Yeah, she's very
conservative. I would say she's on the conservative side of things. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's interesting because I don't know if... is it on the decline or is it... that more people are reporting on like the people that don't agree with it when those people already always existed. See, like, it's hard to even believe stuff anymore because of adding my knowledge of how media twists things and finds things and changes whatever the narrative that they want. Seeing an article that's saying it's been in decline since 2016 when I know the Smith-Mundt Act in 2013 that allowed media propaganda pieces to be just blasted out to everyone since 2013. And there's been a huge rise in the word racism and transphobe and all these different, you know, puff pieces that are basically, you know, pushing that narrative out. Basically, you got two things that happen. You got people that are on in the LGBTQ community going, I'm being targeted. I'm being harassed. So therefore, they are like getting more and more, I don't want to say radicalized, but, you know, believing it more and more. And then you have the people on the other side that are believing it more and more because maybe they may have thought that. And then, you know what I mean? It's like both things are happening. Like this far left ideology is creating racists. They're literally shoving down everyone's throat. Look, these white people are superior. So we need to like. Ban them from everything. But it's like, did you hear the first sentence that they said? They're saying
white people are superior.
Yeah. You guys are being racist by saying that stuff. Like, you believe that. I don't believe that. You're the one believing it. No. Like, what is wrong with you? So I don't know. I just that's what I have to say about that. Super chat. Kind of went off there. But because I hate the media, man. The media sucks, man. The propaganda. Know. We have to change the National Defense Authorization Act, man.
Side note, I hung up on a BBC reporter the other day.
I saw that. Tell me about it.
Well, they called me saying they sent me this whole thing about wanting to interview me about the Coke thing. And then in the middle of it, the reporter is like, well, isn't this just a sign of white supremacy? Like when the rioters took over the Capitol on January 6th, I was like, what does this have to do with the other? And she's like, this has everything to do with it. Don't you believe in systemic racism? And I was like, this interview is over. Click.
good for you. Good for you, Carlin.
And they still aired it.
That is satisfying. Satisfying.
It was satisfying. It was.
Snowboard Dan says, what's to stop a transgender from arguing discrimination about job titles in future and or more pay? I don't know.
Nothing.
Or someone... This is what I don't think they get it. There's going to be people out there that are just going to jump on the bandwagon just to say it. Like, I love Zuby, but look at what Zuby did. You know, he made an example of this. He went over and he said, I now identify as a woman, and lifted, basically broke the record for a woman's deadlift. So he smashed it out to oblivion and then boom. And he said, all right. Now I identify as a man. Obviously he's trolling, but that's someone who, you know, he's a great person to listen to. You know, he's a motivational speaker. He's basically poking holes in their theories because people are going to do that. I mean, that's what people are saying about Fallon Fox. That's what the whole thing is. It's like, he wasn't a good fighter in the men's. So then he identified as a woman and now is destroying all the women fighters. It's like, yay. Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm. Good job. Based. I'm really enjoying that. I gotta record that and have a button. This is the only sound that I have. Listen to this. I don't know if you can hear it.
Please smash the like button.
Can you hear that?
For Adam Cass IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays.
Monday through Fridays.
8 p.m. Eastern time.
I can't stop it, though. I should. Anyway, I got to have. I have
a big button on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's poof,
I'm just like, yeah. Based, boom. Based, based, based. I love that.
Which is, by the way, racist now. The term based is racist, and
why?
They're trying to get rid of it. Oh,
why is it racist?
I don't know. I read a freaking thing that it has something to do with white supremacy now. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. I think they just want to get rid of any desert, you know, desertion. They just like, oh my gosh, these people are saying things that are based. Well, what does even based mean? I've seen so many people ask that. I don't even know what based is. What is based?
It started on 4chan, and so it must be racist.
Yeah, just like the okay symbol. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're trolling you, lefties. Mm-hmm. They don't have any idea. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Totally child friendly says, hey, I hope you are having a hoot and a holler, Adam Cast, and no disrespect to the lady. I've watched you a few times. Keep up the good work, guys, and keep up those jokes coming. Well, why would that be no disrespect? But
I don't feel disrespected.
Right on. Well, we are having a hoot and a howling, right? I mean, I enjoy
it's
it.
Fun.
I'm so over this serious tone. Like, I'm not serious. I like laughing. No. Laughing is the best. I love to laugh. So keeping it lighthearted is my jam. You know, I do everything I can to do that. Acoustic Theory says words are violence. Silence is violence. Action is violence. Inaction is violence. Everything is violence to these people. You can't win, so don't play. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Very nice, Acoustic Theory. Appreciate that
one. That's correct.
American Savage says potatoes have no gender, but they can be president of the United States. Very nice, very nice. George says, Adam, the issue with sports can be sorted by separating them via XX and XY. Then no matter what anyone identifies, the playing field will be fair. That's, I mean,
I guess.
Where's the line, right? I mean,
yeah.
We have to acknowledge they're not even acknowledged. They're like, how dare you, bigot? And when, you know, this like burly mm-hmm. person is like, I'm a female. And, you know, and then
totally they say, trust the science. In
and
the
then
very same
totally breath. Destroys the, you know, biological female. It's ridiculous. Oh, a huge super chat jump. Thank you all very much. You guys are the best. The best. My goodness. Look at all these super chats. All right. Here we go. I found where we're at. See, Acoustic Theory again says, I still have bags of Bigelow Plantation Mint tea. They changed the name to Perfectly Mint. I keep them on my shelf because they're racist. Is that the thing, Plantation Mint? I don't even know about that. It must be some tea company that before the woke craze, or was it recently? I'm not really sure. Robert Weil says, money is tight. Won't be able to do any more super chats until I'm able to finish this GoFundMe for my dental work. You have helped me with my depression. Thank you. Oh, Robert, thank you for tuning in. You know, I do appreciate that. You know, there's we're lacking community in this world. I mean, they are just trying to keep us separate and far apart. So I'm glad that you found something that helps you pull you out of that depression. And it's I'm proud to that it's me. Thank you for that. Let's see. Teresa says, the sad part of all this, men in women's sports, is it won't end. Not until, sadly, a woman in MMA sustains serious injury that she loses her life. I mean, that fight, she was messed up.
I think it's going to end at the Olympics. I really do. There are trans maybe. Women weightlifters that, like, if you look at them and then other, like, women powerlifters, like, the difference is obvious. I think it's going to end at the Olympics.
Well, look at the girl from New Zealand that she, you know, was a biological man who now is a female, and she just destroyed the weightlifting record. And it's like, women are being just erased from sports. That's that, like, so... You know, like a biological woman can't beat that. It's a freaking male body doing deadlift. Like, how are they going to compete with that? They can't. It's ridiculous. Goodness sakes. Let's see. Josh and Jesus says, I don't know, Adam, having a pet cop is not a great idea. Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did. We were talking about having a pet pig. Man of Culture said pigs can manipulate joysticks to control a game. Pigs flying incoming. Oh, snaps. I didn't even make that connection. Clearly, wow. You are a man of culture. Dang, that was missed opportunity, but that's great. I'm grateful for your super chat for pointing that out. That's great. That would be pretty hilarious if we can get them to control some sort of remote control plane or something. I don't know. That would be awesome. Pigs flying.
Like a drone. Pig wars. Yep.
Pig wars.
It'd be like Ender's Game, but with pigs instead of children.
Okay. Very good imagination. Let's see. Chuck Morris says, we just started airstrikes in Syria. A whole month took longer than I thought it would. Did we really? Are the airstrikes happening?
Of course I haven't seen that,
but I'm not surprised, man. Bring on the world police. Swedish Chef says, bork, bork. Disney, bork, bork. Bork? I don't know what that means, but. All right.
Muppets. Muppets. That's what that was from. Muppets, that was from the great Muppet fight of 2021.
Are you trying to argue with Muppets? You want to do this?
I'm not doing this with you right now, Adam.
I will straight up argue with about
the
Muppets
super
with you.
Chats.
All right, fine. Mavis says, I think I saw a post from Tom McDonald that he's coming out with something new, maybe tomorrow. Just scrolled past it quickly. Yes, it's called Clown World. He's got a new video dropping tomorrow. Usually does it around 9 a.m. I'm very hyped about it because in the video, you know what? Hold on. I think
we need to start a Twitter campaign to try to get Tom McDonald to write a song about Be Less White. I think we need to do this.
Oh, you know, he's going to drop some stuff. Look at this though. Oh yeah. You guys can't see the whole thing. Look at him. Oh, I don't know why I got you out of there, but look at that. He's like a juggalo, but a clown juggalo. Yes. Dude,
I'm a very
Tom
big
McDonald
fan of
Clown
ICP,
World.
So.
Dude, he's gonna drop some fire, yo. And actually it's funny because I posted, someone said, you know what, I'm gonna find it real quick because here it is. All right, so check out this breakdown here, right? So someone wrote, how the F did a generation raised on South Park and Family Guy become so offended by everything?
That's a good question.
It's frustrating, right? And then
yes,
have you heard Tom McDonald's People So Stupid?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's one of his better songs. It's really good. But I posted that and I said, this explains it. I said, here, this explains it. So then someone goes, Tom McDonald makes music for white people who fail to achieve any of their dreams and aren't ready to accept it's because they suck. Okay. Now, first off, he's literally being successful. Like, he's blowing up right now because he's awesome. And then this guy's like, you don't get the music then. You probably listen to WAP. You also listen to mumble rap. And then whatever, whatever. You do realize he's talking about both sides, right? No, I'm too busy lifting weights to even listening to anything he said. So you don't even know what he's talking about. You even admit.
Exactly.
I said people don't even realize that they're proving Tom's points. Mm-hmm. They haven't even heard his lyrics while proving his lyrics truth. He's got a new video coming out tomorrow called Clown World. I cannot wait to hear it because, oh my goodness, is that going to be some fire. Tom McDonald dropping that fire. So yeah, Mavis, I'm excited about that. Spanky says, bring on Bryson. Bryson has been on the show. He drove 5 hours to actually join on the show.
Wow.
He's very, very politically aware. That dude knows his stuff. My goodness. Is he, he was dropping knowledge bombs about the history of our government and what, you know, citing different laws and how the hypocrisy of the, it's really, dude knows what he's talking about. Mr. Paul R. says, Adam, we are dumbed down. We were dumbed down. We were dumbed down. We were dumbed down. Hands down to Dr. Carlin. When it dies down, spin the UFO. I think I botched that up, but maybe it was a song or something. I don't know. But I will spin that UFO for you, buddy.
Spin the UFO.
Go.
There it goes.
Go. Spin, 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 spin. All right. All right. That's for Mr. Paul R. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, if whiteness transcends race, it's not racist to identify it. What WTF is happening? I'm self-reliant, certain, and I accept my arrogance. I'm whiteness. really? What?
That was quite a super chat right there.
That was,
Okay.
No. Okay. Moving on. Versified says, I trust Dr. Pepper more than Dr. Fraudchi. Nice. Yeah. I don't, that dude goes back on almost everything he says is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Vanessa says, I identify as a 65-year-old. Where's my social security? Kidding, but if I could get away with it. Yeah, exactly, Vanessa. Exactly. Thank you. Student of History says, Doc out here doing the Lord's work, she and others out here talking about important issues is exactly the reason why we need to start building business and infrastructure and help to pave the future. That's yes. Directly for you there, Carlin.
Thank you.
Jim says, go deeper into Buddy Brown's music. He has some great songs. You won't be disappointed. Yeah, I'll check it out because that was a pretty good lighthearted fun thing I just discovered. Joe says, I was raised on a dairy farm. At an early age, I realized cows are smarter than most people from the left coast. Man, I mean, most animals are smart. We can't communicate with them, so we don't really know. We're realizing when we're forcing them to do human things, they're like, oh, they can do these things? Maybe they're smart. Oh, my goodness. So Mr. Paul R. says, Jack Posobiec tweeted Biden just bombed Syria. Yeah. Okay. So this is it just happening right now? That's wow. Ridiculous. I'm sure. Well, that'll be something I'm going to talk about tomorrow and calling him out for bombing another country.
Unsurprising, but still sucks.
Well, I don't know who super chatted just before, but I mean, he sent trucks into he sent patrols into Syria. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like 3 days into being president. So that it wasn't that it took a month. He did it immediately and prepped for basically what's going on right now. And I mean, Israel was bombing. Where were they bombing? I don't remember exactly what country. I'm not too versed in the Middle East and what's going on though. But I've been seeing it. It's going down. Magnum Express says, sounds like Carlin is set to execute Order 66. With all her whistleblowers, do it. Do it.
Working
do
on it.
It. Yes. Student of History, to the person in class streaming, I'm going to have to disagree with that Boudicca Zenobia Cleopatra and that one Chinese Express former court lady. There's a lot of fighting that came out of those ladies. Okay. Okay. So maybe you're bringing those ladies up. There's always exceptions to most rules, right? Jim says, didn't mean to put a question mark in my last super chat. I had to retype several times because YouTube wouldn't let me type some of Buddy's song names. Not sure why. Wow. Interesting. Well, we checked
YouTube's
it out.
YouTube's
going to
YouTube.
YouTube, go YouTube. Cranberry says, Dr. Carlin, what energy do you get FRM Republican? Oh, from Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's different for the. It's different by person. So every single person has different energy, and frankly, a person's energy can change based on what their mood is. Like if they're in a bad mood or a good mood. So it really depends on the person. It doesn't depend on political persuasion. But I will say that it feels on the right like much lighter to me than it does on the left. And it always has, to be honest. Like it always just like anytime something feels good. I mean, listen, I'm not unique in being able to sense energy. It's just like I know about it a little bit more than a lot of people. Everyone can do it. If something feels good, that is your body telling you that it's a good thing. If something feels bad, your body telling you it's a bad thing. So our body picks up on all of these things. Every single person can do it.
Lady Noni asks, do you like pineapple on your pizza?
No, not at all.
There you have it.
Hard no.
There
Hard
you,
limit.
There you have it. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, Dr. Pepper is better than Coca-Cola, Valheim is better than Minecraft, and 16th Street is better than BLM Plaza. No lies detected here. Although that last one, I mean, I don't know. The man behind the screen says, does anyone else want to see that Muppet argument that Dr. Carlin denied us? I demand Muppet fights! My money on that mad lad animal, that would be me. Based. It'll have
Adam
to be
is actually
time.
Gonna win this argument because I just don't care enough to have the argument. So I'm like, Adam, you win. Fine, whatever.
fine. Kitty Boo Boo says, are you excited about the dream coat Carlin is knitting for you? Am I excited? She's been talking. We've been talking about this dream coat for 6-7 months almost. Maybe even longer. And I didn't even actually, like, I don't even remember how it started. You were knitting on my show. You were the first guest and you were knitting.
I was.
And then I think we just talked about how something.
It was even before that. It was like a walkaway rally earlier in the day. And you asked me about the knitting, and I showed you the picture of my Technicolor dream coat that I knitted for myself.
Right.
It was my favorite thing that I've ever knitted. And you were like, I want it.
Yes. I was like, that's dope. I want that. And then something about Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat was a musical that my grandparents took me to. And I went and saw it a couple of times. It was, I can sing along to basically every song on that musical. I don't know how many people out there know it, but Joseph was played by Donny Osmond, and he had this really dope Technicolor Dreamcoat that I was always like, that's such a cool coat. And Carlin is in process of currently knitting me my own. It's pretty dope. It's all sorts of colors. She actually got the fans and crowdsourced the colors. And what's the hashtag? Hashtag Adam's Dream Coat. Is that it?
Hashtag Adam's Dream Coat. So you can follow along for updates on Instagram and Twitter, and just to see how it's coming along. And I'm really excited about it. It's coming along really, really, really nice.
It's funny.
I'm using all my best yarn for you, Adam.
Only the best for the Krigler. It's funny because it's like 70 degrees out today. It was so beautiful. The snow is all melting. There's still a little bit of snow because it snowed last week, but it is so nice outside. I probably won't need the coat for a while, but that's okay.
No, I should have started knitting it for you months ago, but you'll have it probably sometime in March.
That's okay. I'm excited. My birthday's in March, so.
Perfect timing.
Just saying. Red Mage 13 says, with these ideas being pushed, they're very nefarious in convincing people that they're the good guys and that we're bad. They're not going to be obvious like the villain directly revealing their plans. Manipulation by emotion. Nailed it, Red Mage. Yeah. And that's super frustrating because it's like a bad relationship where someone's being beat and then convincing them this is for your own good. This is
like Stockholm syndrome,
or this is your fault that you're being beaten. Yeah. It's like, goodness sakes. It's definitely a ridiculous relationship. Benjamin the Rogue says, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Dr. Carlin, people loving themselves unconditionally is where the woke gets recruits.
No, hold on. This is wrong.
I just want to finish and then you can respond. I'm in the Democratic Party. This is how they brainwash the youth. They split them from the community. All right, go ahead. Respond.
No, they don't really love themselves. That's the thing. It's because if you really love yourself, you don't need anyone else to validate you in any way. This is about them seeking that validation. If they were just giving that validation to themselves, none of this would be happening because it wouldn't matter what words I use. It wouldn't matter what words Adam uses. And if we use the right words to get their approval. So this is like very few people. Listen, like we learn how to criticize ourselves when we're real, real young and pick out all the things that are wrong with ourselves. But very few people are ever taught how to love themselves unconditionally.
Exactly. I agree with that. I'm Benjamin, I'm going to go with Dr. Carlin on this one. Minion says, this is the mind of the lefties. I want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver. Funny. John Harris says, first super chat. I bought 4 of Tom McDonald's albums today and wanted to share some more love. Keep up the good work, brother. By the way, Tom is dropping a new vid tomorrow. Clown World. Very excited. Hangover Gang forever. Nice. Yeah. All 4 of his albums are amazing. Ghost Stories, death threats. I mean, all of them are just gravestones. I think Ghost Stories is my favorite album. Of the 4, I think you're thinking the mixtape also is also pretty good, but yeah, Ghost Stories is my favorite. Socialism is for Fig says, to the decline of the LGBT, I used to not care about. But since the extreme kept pushing it, I wanted nothing to do with it. No more parades, stop it in shows, and all that was since the 2019, but it declined since 2015. That's actually a really good point. When you shove it down people's throats, when it's Pride Month and literally every single store is like, here's our Pride signs, here's our Pride flags. And then as soon as the month is over, the flags get taken out. And then it's like, it's not, there's like, when does it end? You know, it's right now it's Black History Month, and Morgan Freeman famously said, someone said, how do you stop racism? And he said, stop calling me a black man. I'll stop calling you a white man. You know, there's no White History Month. We don't need a Black History. Black History Month is American history. It is history. Yeah. And that kind of is holding true with this too. You know, it's a little bit different of a subject, but it's the same. You know, it's like when you shove it down people's throats and cram it in there, when they're like, they already were like, look, I had no problem with it. And they're like, no, but you need to accept it though. What else can we get from them? You know, what else can we get? You know, look, we need more representation, but it's never going to be enough. Look at Cyberpunk, for example. I don't know if you know this, Carlin, but we have talked about it, I think, with the trans representation. Mm-hmm. You can be non-binary. You can change your genitals to literally whatever you want. By the way, there's only two types of genitals. There's an innie and an outie, and you can choose. And you can choose to have nothing. And there's ads sexualizing men, women, and trans, non-binary. You know, literally everyone's represented. And they freaked out because there wasn't enough characters. When there was literally stories about how, you know, one character, like, quest lines with transgender people. And it's like, it was kind of cool. It was like, nice. All right. So they're getting represented. It's a norm. Yeah. So they are going to lose their victimhood. That's all it is. We're not going to be victims anymore. But we need to stay victims. Who are we going to blame?
I want to say this, though, because I actually am worried that all of this, the critical race theory, is going to create an actual white power movement. I'm actually worried about that. Like, the KKK has diminished into almost nothing. This is going to bring that back. And I just really want to encourage people who are feeling frustrated by this. Know what your values are and stick to your values.
Yes.
Don't backlash against this stuff just to backlash against it, because that's going to create a whole separate problem.
You're right. That's exactly. And that's why it's on the decline, because people are sick of it. They're like, look, you know what? At this point, I don't care anymore. Now I'm like, look, I don't even want to hear it. And I think that's more what it is. It's not that they're less accepting. It's that they're just pissed and annoyed at the influx of it just being shoved down everyone's throat.
And that's sad, too. That's sad, too. This is going to hurt everyday people who are just trying to live their lives and just want to be treated like normal human beings.
Exactly. Exactly. The man behind the screen says, Adam, your show yesterday and today reignited my desire to shape my life into what I want.
Yay.
Wow. Write my comics, make my game, build my channel and brand, take the promotion I've more than earned. We are our own forge masters.
Hang on. Okay. Adam, can I do like a shameless plug? Can I do a shameless plug?
Is a super chat right there. Oz, by all means, Carlin, go.
No, that was awesome. So I actually wrote a book. Did you know what I wrote? I wrote a book already. I wrote a book. It came out a couple of years ago. It's called Zen Your Work. And it's about specifically applying mindfulness strategies to your career to create the life and the job that you want. And it's all about self-empowerment. So it's a shameless plug, but I think it's a pretty decent book myself.
Awesome. Well, there you go. I mean, you're making it happen. You are your own forge master. I'm proud of you, Oz. I don't even know if your name is Oz, but I call you Oz because you are the man behind the screen. I'm spinning this here UFO for you, buddy. And I'm proud of you because that is incredible.
And don't listen to what anyone says or any naysayers that try to bring you down. Do what you want to do.
Right on. Acoustic Theory says no one is born with innate culture in their genetic makeup. Everyone appropriates their culture based on their upbringing and surroundings. Indeed. Mm-hmm. It's nothing's in their genetic makeup. They are taught that other people are superior. And there's only one group that's shoving that down everyone's throat right now. The R Heretic says, if you want to stop this transanity, stop calling a man woman out of politeness simply because they demand you to do so.
No, well, see, I don't agree with that.
No, see, I'm upset with the people forcing it on children. Okay. Once you're an adult, I don't care what you do. Okay. You do whatever you want. You identify as whoever you want. That doesn't bother me. But when you start, when men start acting and claiming they're women and beating the crap out of women who have earned their right there, I have an issue with that. When they're forcing it on children and saying these children definitely, they know what gender they are. So we should force them to mutilate themselves before they understand what it is. I have issues with that. Okay. That's, you know, so like, sure, whatever.
But like, you know, average trans people, be respectful. Come on. Like, I'm not talking about the people that are trying to like make you see crazy pronouns or like anything like that and are changing them on a daily basis. I'm just talking about like average trans people that just want to live their lives and be treated normally. I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you a quick story. So in my locals community, I laid down the law that we would be respecting people's pronouns because I do have trans and non-binary members in my community. And one of them reached out to me and said, thank you for that, because I've always felt really uncomfortable. And, you know, conservatives try to call me wrong pronouns just to make a point. And, you know, it made me feel more welcome. And so just be respectful of people who are being respectful of you.
Right on. Tony Mathis says, how did the generation whose parents never spanked them end up believing you only care about an issue if you're willing to do violence? It's a sad thing, right? Socialism is for figs. It says, why is Carlin okay with Bryson on his and his views on gays, but not Nick Fuentes with the same views?
I'm not okay with Bryson's views on gays at all. That's why I kept my mouth shut when Adam was talking about him.
Yeah, well, I knew you were thinking it. I could feel it off of you.
Yeah. I was following if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all strategy.
Yeah. So is she basing on a race? Has nothing to do with that. She just said she doesn't like either of their views. So, well, I don't know if you caught the second part. Not Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes?
Oh, yeah. I don't like Nick Fuentes either. Yeah. I don't like.
There you go.
And you know what? Listen,
she doesn't like either of them.
I don't know Bryson beyond what I've heard him say about the gay stuff. I don't know. I'm sure he's like Adam says he's smart. I'll go for that. But I don't like those views.
I mean, he's very religious and he goes by the classic. What he says is the classic, the Bible and the way it is. So it's like to each their own, you know. Yeah. I preach, look, don't care what other people like think, you know, that's what we've been talking about. You are the person who, you don't need Bryson's opinion on whatever he believes. It's like, that's fine. Let's go back to those days where people can believe whatever they want. Don't let it affect you. You validate yourself, maintain that. It's ridiculous. Charles Bankster, thank you for that super chat, says, Syria, please stick to the real news, genderless potato toys. I mean, I didn't know about Syria in my defense, and my show is not just a news show. I don't, that's not who I am, but thank you for that hefty super chat, Charles. I do appreciate you. Randy says, just wanted to say hi to my favorite repeat guest, Dr. Carlin.
Thank you.
Adam, so happy with the success of your show. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that a lot. Derna says, Empress Maria Theresa, Elizabeth I, Margaret Thatcher, Sixi, Hillary Clinton. Can we name any female leaders who didn't start wars? No. You got any?
That doesn't mean there aren't any. I just don't know of any top of my head.
Just the question is, can you name any? And I can't. So Chrissy says, hi, Dr. Carlin.
Hi, Chrissy.
that is our final super chat. As always, Carlin, it's great to have you on the show. It's so nice that I don't have to stop at 8 because we have the good internet.
Yeah.
I just keep doing my show, you know?
I want to have you know I missed a cocktail hour at CPAC to be here tonight. I did.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it's always a pleasure. We had good show today.
It was a really good show.
Really good show. We're getting in a good flow, you know? Good flow.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will be back tomorrow for Jam Night here on Adamcast IRL, doing some musica. And then probably talk about Syria a little bit, make fun of Joe Biden for, you know, bringing us back into war, which I guess they probably won't call it a war. It'll be like, well, no, it's not a war. We were just bombing another country for freedom.
Just bombing the brown people. No big deal. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, ridiculous. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I will see you all next time. Good night.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.